might be right.
Chance to visit the United States.
souvenir of your visit to Italians. And when you return, would you extend my warm regards to Joe Mai and to all of our other enemies and good friends in the People's Republic?
The way she is about you, that which was with so much on the journey to Hong Kong, he did see how it was important. Thank you very much for being fine out of here. I'm sure I will convey the regards to Crimson and other.
Incidentally, this tree
down and then did a good job with it. His friend was getting it done. It's a good agreement, and you'll have the commercial agreement on Wednesday. I think we shouldn't hold it because the following week
could be the later on. So, coming to the point here, I see.
We're
going to leave Monday morning.
Yeah, worries me, Mr. President, is if we leave too much uncertainty in Saigon, it doesn't do us any good.
Why won't you leave any uncertainty?
I mean, in the public opinion, because if there's any...
Yeah.
If there's any failure...
There might be a coup.
There might be a coup or a riot, and if you announce a settlement, one of the things I have to get done in both Hanoi and Saigon is to get them to stand down military activities until the election, at least, so that they don't start a murderous slaughter like after the Indian settlement. And Phnom Penh, well, I may have over to Phnom Penh, depending on...
Does Sullivan have any idea about
happy down from Korea and sent him back. And they don't have to know about the Hanoi leg.
Yeah.
They just have to know about the ceasefire. Then the morning of the 22nd, I go to Hanoi. We start the bombing north of the 20th parallel. The morning of the 21st, we shove it all over North Vietnam. The evening of the 21st, local time, we announce the end of, we have to announce a suspension of bombing because otherwise it will leak out anyway, after it's announced that I'm in Hanoi, that we've temporarily suspended the bombing. It's only 4 days before you're gone.
I don't like that. I'd just rather do it when it leaks. I just act on that.
That's up to you.
No, I wouldn't announce the suspension of bombing. That was it. I said that we wouldn't suspend the bombing until we got it. I just do it and let it catch up with us. No, it's much better just to act on it. Announce it. Just say that it's done and let our actions speak. There'd be no bombing.
Fine. That's entirely it. October 22nd and 23rd.
You see, the bombing things, even though it comes earlier before, smacks too much, bombing holes and all that sort of thing. And it's just something that we have 4 days of a vicious reaction here until we got off. Of course, we'd chill it at the end. But I just rather do it and let the Navy and the Army and the Air Force let them leak out that they're not going to.
It'll certainly be out by the end of the day.
Let it be out. That's fine. And we'll say, no, we just don't. Then we just let it. We'll low key it. We're not going to make a public announcement. I'd just rather do it than let it leak out. And
confirm it.
Confirm how during this period you're there. And actually, there's not having anything, but just there, we're not going to go further comment. See, we'll low key it. Naturally, there must be no bombing at all.
But there can't be any stories, because we had promised them that there'd be no resumption of bombing unless the agreement failed.
That promise is absolute.
Then I'm there on the 22nd and 23rd. On the 24th, I come back to Saigon just for a couple of hours. Come right back here, report to you. You go on television on the night of the 25th. And the ceasefire goes into effect the 26th at noon here, which is midnight there. First, I have a hell of a negotiation with Swan Thuy because it's going to be a bitch and it may get unstrung there.
That's right.
But assuming that gets done, let me say what the weakness in this plan is, in my judgment. The weakness in this plan is that the Hanoi trip is putting us in an extreme time bind. Now, this has advantages and disadvantages. The advantage is it puts them under an absolute obligation to settle on Tuesday. They just can't go through their weeks of nitpicking, which they would normally do. They won't mean Hanoi. Second, it puts the thing in Saigon and also in the whole context into a dramatic, brings it to a dramatic end. Thirdly, and this is the most important part, it gives us an opportunity to tell their top leadership what is expected in Laos and Cambodia in a way that is tough for Lee Dak Tho to convey. And fourthly, and even more importantly, it enables us to lay the basis for the relationship just as the trip to Peking did. Disadvantage is that if Chu takes it wrong, if Chu plays it smart, you sees me off and receives me back with signs of approbation, then he, in fact, is strengthened by this. But it requires his cooperation to a maximum. we can't, I can't guarantee you. In fact, I would expect Hanoi to leak out part of the political thing. Otherwise, the shock would be too great for its population. But we've experienced it 100 times.